I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Don't you always want to hear it right from the horse's mouth? I certainly do. I want the best and the brightest minds in the industry to tell me about it. Yeah, Tell Me About It is my latest podcast. Since I come across so many interesting people in the industry, some of my favorite students, they ask me if I can speak to some really intelligent and well-known people on hot and trending topics, you know, like content, influencers, health, branding, entrepreneurship, and more. Who am I to quiz the best and brightest, you ask? Well, I am Siddharth Deshmukh, also known as the Traveling Professor. Maybe you've heard me before somewhere. Yeah, I teach across various institutes. Join me and new experts every week over two parts where we dissect these topics and try to make sense of them. Hopefully, learn something about it when they tell me about it. This podcast is an HT Smartcast original and is available on htsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. So, okay, I'll give you my two bits, but you're not getting away so easily. But I'm going to give you my two bits. So, I first of all, it's the way in which a student looks at you that makes a difference. One is ghar ki murgi dal barabar, and the second is, you know, gai butter chicken. And I'm being facetious, but it's true. You know, there is a big difference that's going to come just because you're in the mindset that you want to perceive something different.
Yeah.
So that's one. The second thing I've noticed is that a lot of visiting faculties come, they think teaching is going to be a breeze. Okay, because they actually think that it's going to be for an hour. But once they realize, oh my God, it's going to be for more than an hour, and oh God, I'm going to have to do this to three classes at the same time. It just becomes a bit, they start getting, they get unravelled.
Right.
What I feel also is that lectures somehow are getting a little old age, man. Yeah. You know, just a person coming in, it's a little like theatre. I'm sorry, I know you're probably a big fan of theatre, but theatre is, you know, problematic today. It's old technology, right? And I'm not saying the new technology is good, but we are looking at a situation wherein somebody's coming into a theater sort of situation. Yeah. You're doing stuff and you're getting out. It's damn difficult to hold attention just through theories and frameworks. Yeah. It's always easier to listen to stories and concepts. Yeah. Not that one is good or one is bad or anything, but that's how I see it being played. What do you think?
See, I think there are two, three things for me, and I'm going to only talk about this from a very personal perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
That way I can be honest to it. The sheer material of what you want to convey, and as you know, it's content marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, in the first 2 years, I was sort of relying on the narrative I was using in the industry.
Mm.
Right? Like, for example, a great framework that I had presented to a client or to my own team, something that we'll co-create. Right?
Yeah.
So that is something that I would take to the student.
Yeah. Right?
And then over a period of time, I realized that's not really the right way to do that.
Okay. Interesting.
Because I think these are two different audiences. Okay? I think, the student who eventually will become a practitioner of this needs to understand this in a very different way compared to a client who's going to be an investor in this.
Okay.
So then I quickly sort of changed that into something that I was creating then for the student. That, I think that is one. Second thing, I completely agree with you on the theater part of it. It is an age-old system. And while it can be effective, I don't know if it is efficient. You sort of belabor on a point so much, right? You can probably, I'm sure there are many different ways of making that point rather than a half an hour lecture.
Yeah.
And as campus, yeah, the really large auditorium.
That's
and
right.
It literally becomes a theater, right? You are trying to grab the attention of the person sitting in the corner of such a large auditorium.
Yeah. It's tough.
And the only way then I realized is to literally and figuratively get out of the stage and walk up the steps, up and down, etc. Mm-hmm. So the corridor then became pretty much where I was standing most of the time. So that is the second thing. And the third thing is also, this is something nobody really tells you, is how physically demanding teaching can
be. I'm physically demanding, man.
So I thought, I'll teach for 4 hours and then I'll go back and finish off some work. When I go back to the room. No, you sleep. You have to sleep for 10, 12 hours if you want to have a good class.
Yeah,
right? That's right. The next day morning, it's so these are some of the learnings.
Fantastic. I just wanted to share something completely different with you. There's a student of mine, shout out to Deepak Kumar, who during the lockdown period just got together a bunch of his peers and people who are his juniors and all, and just started sharing stuff that he had learned about a topic. Now, at that point in time, I think doing something around relationship marketing or something. So he invited me, saying, hey, why don't you come along and make a couple of statements and it'll be good to see a professor also. I said, cool, man. So I joined the thing and it was a fun experience. And then I realized a couple of things, Karthik. One is that learning doesn't stop. Okay. And people are really hungry for learning. People were looking at different ways of learning. And what I saw the future in a bit, because I actually saw people learning on Zoom or learning on whatever as compared to learning in a classroom. Now, I'm not saying that the lecture hall or the classroom is done and dusted, but what about people who have finished their formal education and who are now into their work stream? Is there a way in which they can actually get in touch with industry guys who can share some knowledge? And so I just thought that was a very interesting development, and it was done by a student. So, that was a pretty awesome thing to experience. And I just kind of had a glimpse of the future of learning. I don't know what you think about it.
Yeah, I think recently someone was asking me about what are some of the skill sets that you need. And I'd love to pick your brains on that, to be a marketer in the future. Until the person asked me that question, I wasn't really thinking about it from that perspective. Then I realized that these needs of today are very different from what it was even 5-6 years back.
Yeah.
If you take, for example, social media itself as a...
Yeah.
Because everybody easily understands this, so I'm saying this. Right?
Yeah.
You take social media marketing as one of the subsets of marketing.
Yeah.
How it was in 2012 is very different. You were selling social media itself, and how it was in 2015 was very different, because you had to know about the different ad properties in these places and how paid media work and how content worked, measurement was a big thing, etc. And now if you see, it is very different, right? Things are, suddenly you have a lot more platforms than you did.
Yeah.
You had to worry about for a brand earlier.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So I think today it is not so much about, in fact, that's my question to you. Do you feel that today it is so much about the detail of how something works right now? Going into the depth of it, or do you think today it is more of a understanding what is the role of each of the moving wheels, right? Like, for example, conceptually it's very important to understand what is performance marketing, right?
Yeah. No, I think it's a very important question, because the moment somebody gives a lot of gyan or stories, then people say, "Nahi, humne kuch practical detail nahi mila." And somebody who goes into the nitty gritty, and I've seen student feedback forms for various people in the area that I read. So either they say that, you know, we didn't get anything conceptual, or we didn't get anything practical. So that's I think it's a bit unfair to the teacher, but that's how it is. My feeling is the classroom itself is a limiting factor, because one person comes and teaches and then gets out. And I, one of the things that I did explore was to actually call an expert, a UI expert. I was teaching I believe I was teaching project management, and I was looking at a UI case for project management. Mm. And I called in a UI expert, and I started asking that guy questions. Now, that actually started a different kind of understanding for the class. So it was not me giving gyan about project management or how to deal with a UI case, but actually saying, okay, so what did you do? And what were the limitations and stuff like that? Okay. So I think that added a different dimension, and a lot of teachers who are doing that, you know, are probably benefiting from something like this. Now, if you can take this online, nothing like it, man. Maybe you and I should do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think what I love about what you just said, I think there are different ways to examine a concept, right? Just to answer the question I had asked you myself, I feel today it is very important to not go so much into the depth of it, because by the time you go into the detail of what is performance marketing, etc., you sort of it changes. Right? Mm-hmm. The entire rules of the game change before you become an expert in it. Right? So that is more of a skill to acquire for a very short term, and in the long term, I think it is important to understand the pieces. But I think it would be wonderful if you can actually take it to online, look at different concepts like these,
So good. So now we are reaching somewhere. I'm just keeping an eye out on the time. We are very close to you, our 40-minute time limit for our lecture, sir. So what I wanted to figure out from you is, we've spoken a lot about this, and we're looking at, you know, developing content online, looking at all industry guys, looking at, you know, theoretical professor types. If you had to create some kind of solution around it, okay, and say, let's say you and I are doing it, okay, how do you do something like this?
I think I think if the philosophy is that continuous learning, right, not look at learning as a starting point and ending point, and then the idea of learning something conceptually and understanding it experientially, debating, you know, the concept itself into whether this is the best way to do it or not. I think that sort of a cycle is what will probably enhance our learning.
Would you look at a specific target audience, like people who've got 2 years of experience, 3 years? How would you look at your audience?
I think there has to be a certain specificity, right? While as content it might work for really everybody, but I think from a takeaway perspective, it has to be designed for a particular audience, right? So that they can benefit more out of it. And, you know, the other thing I will also say is a lot of the content that you see in webinars and in events, etc., they're all about people. Who are CMOs and CEOs people who spent a lot of time in it.
Also fucking boring, man. I don't know whether you... I'm sorry.
Exactly. In fact, and the thing is, their points of view are going to be so 50,000 feet high that it might not really make sense in terms of a day-to-day application of that knowledge. So I would love to do a show, for example, since you asked, where the guests in the show are actually practitioners, right?
Nice.
Who do these at a reasonably tactical level every day, and the kind of learnings that they have. Right? Mm. I think that's something there which is untapped until now, I feel. How do you feel about it?
I think we should do it, man. This is all I can say. Maybe we should talk offline on this, but yeah, we should do it. But one of the things that last question to you before we kind of wind this up is two questions. One is suppose you were to sit in one of your classes again, which class would you sit in by?
Of my own classes?
No. Anybody's anything. It can be about anything.
I'll tell you the class I will not sit through is some of the classical marketing lectures.
Kotler Baba.
Kotler Baba. I think that had a very minute impact in real life. Right? I think that is the one. What I'll actually sit through, I think some of the organizational behavior classes. Right? That I would probably sit through again. Because I didn't really think of it as an impactful piece back then. But
you know, shit for brain.
and today, when I try and reinvent all those wheels from a leadership perspective, I really wish, that is something that I could have gone deeper than I did earlier.
I used to love a guy called Jagdeep Chokar. He used to teach us in MICA. I was from in the first batch of MICA, and he used to teach organizational behavior. And I would give any. He's now currently in some Haryana politics or administration or something.
Wow.
Incredible guy. He used to criticize each and every person in the room. So I think I've picked up some of the style subconsciously, because if you ask my students, I'm continuously dissing them. But this guy was amazing. He was so sharp, so good, and just made me realize how much I understood about organizing OB, as you said, just by listening to the lectures. Okay, last question for you. Okay, not letting you off the hook. So suppose you've taught for a bit, right? And you've obviously given stories, anecdotes, practice, and all of that. Now, if I wish I had an academic and somebody would give me some funda, some theory around it. Okay, or I wish I knew this theory then, and I would have been able to explain this way better. Has this ever happened to you?
Absolutely, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, especially one of the things that I, back when I was doing my management course, there was nobody really looked at it from an entrepreneur's perspective. I think everything was looked at from a large organization, marketing engine, brand building, etc. No one really looked at it from some of those values. I wish now today when I speak, even for a marketer, I bring in a lot of those values in it. So that I wish someone had narrated differently to me.
That's brilliant, man. That's brilliant. Wow. Karthik, thank you so much. Yeah. It has been such a pleasure. You know what it's reminding me of? It's reminding me of a conversation that I'm having with you at Chota. This entire thing is like I've got a cup of chai and we're chilling out. Or any other college canteen, man, for anybody who's listening. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wow, that was a good one, right? More of where that came from soon. Want to reach out to me? I'm Siddharth Deshmukh, and I'm the traveling professor on Instagram. You'll find the funny side of me there. And on LinkedIn, I'm a little bit more serious, but I'm still the traveling professor. To give us feedback, you can reach out to us on HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, the usual suspects. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. And join me in the journey. Onward ho!
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. from Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.